Okay, we'll go ahead and welcome you to the January 2025 Quorum Court meeting, Crawford County, Arkansas, if you would. Stand and join me as Justice Justin Knight leads us in invocation of pledge.
Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for being able to come here tonight and represent the citizens of Crawford County. God, we ask for your wisdom, for your grace, and as we handle the county's business, pray for a successful term this year and next year, and just ask that you would keep us safe as we go out tonight. In Christ's name.
Amen.
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 Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Seated. And Madam Secretariat for the night, Ms. Teresa, would you call the roll, please?
Allison.
Here.
Hope. Present. Kendrick.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Delhoski.
Here.
Lyme.
Here.
Meeks.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Shaw.
Here.
Strain.
Here.
Howell.
Here.
Here.
All right, 13 present. We've got a quorum. And before we move to approval of the journal, which is tab number one, I would like to draw attention to, hey, this is welcome to the new year 2025. But it's also the first meeting of the two-year term for the Quorum Court. And so I welcome the 25-26 Quorum Court, and in particular our two new justices, Justice Yorgi and Justice Meeks, and over there as I look at you. So welcome aboard. I know that most of us have gotten to know both of you either through the years or since the election, and I think everyone respects what you bring to this body. I look forward to working with you. And I know that I'm speaking on behalf of everyone in the room. So thank you for stepping up, sir. All right, approval of the journal. What is your pleasure?
Motion to approve the December journal.
Second.
Motion second. If you've had time to review that, hopefully you have. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections? Seeing none, all in favor of approval as presented, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Journal will be approved. Motion passes. Next on the agenda is tab number two. It's the county officer's report, and as is custom, our county clerk's report is online, available to you as always. We usually just make a mention of that. She is not here tonight, and thank you, Teresa, for standing in. She, along with Circuit Clerk Nancy Eastham and our treasurer, Scott Sanson, are at NACO meetings out of town, and I know that our treasurer is going to join us by Microsoft Teams, and Ms. Kristen, I think, has got him up on the screen. Hello, Mr. Sanson, can you hear us?
Good, how are you? Can you hear me?
Good, very good. Thank you, Kristen. All right, Mr. Sanson, we're at the treasurer's report, tab number two.
Okay. I just want to preface before I do my reports, typically we don't do these reports without consent of Budget Finance Committee. Since we haven't had a Budget Finance Committee, I thought it's probably best to go ahead and kind of briefly go over these numbers. We will go over these numbers more in depth in Budget Finance in our February meeting. So, Budget Finance Committee, please understand that we are still going to take these numbers through you before they're officially in the report. And if you'll go with the summary of statement for the Quorum Court, January 1st, 2024 through December 30th, 2024. County General Fund, $1,004,180,543.11. County Road Fund, $2,007,522,943.70. County Road Sales Tax, $3,174,107.20. Animal Welfare Control Fund, $1,653,899.54. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund, 3407, $2,578,080.91. Coronavirus Relief Fund, 1005, $967,736.85. American Rescue Plan, 3046, $4,141,733.87. ARP Revenue Replacement Fund, 1006, that's $668,527.22. If you will, scroll with me all the way to the right of your sheet there in a column that is typically not there, but we do put it there at the end of the year as the net income, okay? And the one net income that we really want to look at here is county general. And as you see, it showed we were down $710,000 for the year. And that is all due to the fact that we still didn't get that $958,000 from ABC for inmate. We talked about that during the budget cycle. It was either going to come in 24 or 25, so we're expecting 25 now. That's really our downfall and why we didn't get the number we need to be at. So if you have turned to page 2, it's going to take me just a second to get there. You can see the county general revenue here, the 2024 number. I believe we finished out a little higher than I anticipated. We kind of knew last month that we were going to be higher than last year, but we continued to grow through December, and you can see that in the chart. Turn with me to page 3. Sales tax for December was $1,212,307.83. That's 3.76% above December of 23. That takes the yearly total. We'll go ahead and go to the next page with this. Takes the yearly total of $14,723,523.04. That's 109% of projected. And you'll see with me on page 5. The one-year moving average continues to be above the three-month moving average. Once again, we have talked about this a few times. This is all due to the January number. I anticipate that the red line will dip next month, and the blue line, the three-month moving average, will stay the same, and those should flip-flop back to where the blue line or the three-month moving average is above the one-year moving average. Are there any questions on any of those reports?
Any questions for Mr. Sampson? Thank you, Mr. Sampson. Appreciate you going through the trouble of dialing in, if I can use old vernacular. We appreciate it. We look forward to further explanation.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for it.
Safe travels. Next, officer's report. Let's go to the sheriff's office. I see, thank you for joining us, Sheriff Riles. We have a sheriff's department report.
Oh, we do, Your Honor, and I'm going to let Chad don't mind.
All right. See you right now. If the quorum court will recognize Chief Deputy Chad Wood. Good evening. So, for the sheriff's report for December of 2024. In our Unit 1 facility, our average head count was 173. Our Unit 2 facility for males average was 133. Female was 74. And our juveniles were 14. We had 379 intakes, 378 releases, and averaged about 47 ADC inmates. Total number of calls to Faulkner County Sheriff's Office was 1,773. We took off the total of all calls of dispatch due to consolidation. It's kind of hard to pull those numbers now. But you will see calls to the sheriff's office. Number of violent crimes and domestics we respond to was 70. Thefts and criminal mischief was 50. We had 57 animal calls. Not sure where this about the citations or warnings, but if y'all want to know that, I can for sure find out tomorrow. Our reserve unit put in 543 hours in the month of December. Our CID was assigned 40 cases, they closed 30 cases, and our transport division made 46 trips for a total of 8,055 miles. Excellent. Thank you, Chief. Any questions for Chief Woolley? Justice Lahosky, sorry first.
Thank you, Judge. Chief Woolley, one of the, first of all, I appreciate what y'all do. Nobody, y'all all the time. One of the key stats that I like to look at because it means something to me when I was budget chair as it showed up, all the overtime that you always need is our, especially our detention officers and the number that we have versus vacant positions. what would you attribute such a full staffing to? I don't think I've seen such a full staff in corrections maybe since y'all been providing these reports.
Well, I think it's actually a few things or a couple things right off the top of my head. First off, thanks to the court on the pay raise as far as being competitive, but I think it's the culture and the atmosphere that our leadership is instilling in our people. I think that has a lot to do with it because you can make all the money in the world, but if you're not happy doing what you do, and I think that makes a big difference.
Great. And your current jail administrator, how long has he been in that position? It was this past year. It was 2024.
Yeah, we're here now. Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Justice Short.
I also wanted to highlight you showed that you had 30 closed cases at the end of the year, which I believe that's the high monthly total for the year. Is it common that you have an uptick in closed cases at the end of the calendar year, or does that represent your investigators really bringing some cases to the close?
Yeah, so it's kind of, those stats are kind of hard to follow because you may open 40 this month, 40 next month, but you're closing cases from months before. So I don't know if that's a difference, and maybe just the cases that come in for December, because it fluctuates. Some of them you may not ever have a suspect, or you don't have serial number properly, so you can't use the programs. And some of it, yes, is the work that our investigators do. They do a great job, and it just fluctuates. It's a hard stat to show on here because there's so many variables to it.
Thank you. Well, I do appreciate the work that your investigative unit does.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. One trend I'm thinking most of us will like noticing, 47 ADC inmates. Mm-hmm. It seems to be trending down most of the year. That's a good sign. Is it
yes.
More beds opening up in the state, or is it just cold outside?
I believe it's the more beds opening up. Okay, awesome. I think they've made some arrangements and our guys are staying on top, and the loudest person gets, so we stay on them, and I think that's helping a whole lot. But I do believe they've opened up some different beds and some different facilities.
Well, I think, hopefully I can speak for most of us on here, that's a good sign that the ADC number's going down.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
We hope it stays that way.
I think just slide any further questions, Chief Wood. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
All right, continuing, and by the way, I echo, thank you for all you do. It's like this hospice said, it's 24/7, it never stops, so thank you for that. County Officer's Report, moving along to County Administrator Randy Higgins.
Good evening, Justices, and welcome new Justices. Glad to have you on board. I've got a number of issues that we've worked through in the last month. It didn't really slow down through the holidays at all. Animal shelter is moving. We did a lot with roads and all that. But really, I'm going to focus on one issue that I want to mention and share with you guys that popped up late last week and really came to a close today. And I had to write it down because I'm not sure I can get all the way through it just by ad-libbing it. But I just want to kind of go through just a quick summary with you. Last week, a veteran that we have a relationship with came into the VSO to chat with the team there. He had recently started going through some very embarrassing and very depressing medical issues. He explained the issues and was talking to Terry then, and not only was these issues shameful for him, but his wife was having to help him, and his friends were having to help him, and his neighbors, and this was tough for a he-man that served in Vietnam and was a veteran to have these medical issues that he was working with. As they got into the conversation, he started crying and he told me, he said, "I think I'm ready to kill myself." Terry continued to talk with him for a good while about the situation, and then just let him keep talking. And then when the talking kind of came to a lull, he said, "Well, hang on, I've got some paperwork that I need to fill out." And really what he was doing was stalling to get the guy to talk some more, and he did. And spent a lot of time talking with the guy. And finally, got to the point where Terry asked him, he said, "How about we try to get you some help at the VA?" And he said, "Well, I've tried that." And Terry said, "But I can get you help today." And so Terry picked up the phone, made a phone call to his contacts, got him a place, and got him in that day. An hour later, he got a call and said, "You guys saved a life today." And Terry said, "Really, what are you talking about? What's all that about?" And he goes, "Yep, the individual indicated that when he came to the VSO that he was thinking about committing suicide when he got through the unit paperwork that day." He said, "But after talking with you, he agreed to get some help." So the veteran came back on Friday, came back to the VSO to talk to Terry again, and thank them for caring enough to take the time and talk with him. So I want to close this with, you guys did that. You guys did that by supporting Judge Dotson's vision on expanding our VSO. You guys appropriated the money. We got the new building. We increased our staff. That's what it's all about saving lives. Thank you, Judge.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Randy. And I want to thank the Quorum Court for funding that and sharing that vision. Really just needed us to toss that idea to you, and you took it and ran with it as a court. So I really appreciate that. There are other stories. One should be highlighted in the newspaper in a matter of days. I'm not sure how many details I can share with you, but it's typical of that call where a disabled veteran was in the VSO, Veterans Services Office, on the county. Each county's got one. We're blessed to have one that is second to none and on its way upward as somewhat of a magnet, VSO, Veterans Services Office. Terry calls our office and says, "Is there anything at all that we can do? We've got a veteran who is mobility challenged, lives in a mobile home with elevated front door, and does not have a ramp, has to go down the steps. And so we obviously don't have money like that legally to spend with the county. So we placed a call to a business owner who had expressed interest in being able to help. This was just before Christmas. They gathered their crews and went and built. It's not the normal line of work they're in. Built a ramp to this veteran. One of our very own Faulkner County veterans, and that's just typical. I look forward to you seeing the story in the Log Cabin Democrat. Don't want to steal their thunder, but that's I look forward to the article. They're going to be printed shortly. I don't know the exact date, but those are just two examples. And every time Randy goes over to the VSO office and comes back, he tells me a new story. Every time I see Terry, he tells me a new story. So that's what it's all about. I mean, these are our people. We know we've got over 8,000, I believe, in our county, known veterans, many of them with challenges, serious challenges. So anyway, thank you. Appreciate your help, continued support on that. I meant to say, hey, be sure to put your phones on the side. Good habit to get into. Restroom's in the back on the right, and if we have to leave in a hurry, head out that door. The next report, and is that all, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Anything further to add this time? Randy sort of undersells all that he's been covering, everything that he's responsible for. It's been exceedingly good. Thank you, Randy, for everything, all your leadership that you provide. Next, we'll go to ARP and Road Administrator Tom Anderson. And when Tom starts this report, I assume you're going to start with ARP, typically in practice. Kristen's going to go ahead and bring up a rolling, you should have seen the video, the stills and videos of the past winter events we had, some of the road clearing activities, and then he'll move right into the road report. Tom, if you would, go ahead and give us an update on ARP.
Thank you, Your Honor. And before I get going, I want to echo the thanks to the court for funding the veterans position. It wasn't mentioned, but you not only spared that man's life, but you spared his family and friends a lot of despair and emotional distress. So it doesn't just affect one person, it affects several. And I appreciate you for making that commitment. On the ARP, if you would turn to page 3. You'll notice that Children's Advocacy Alliance is in the green now. They have a plan that allowed us to give them the rest of the money. That plan is a long-term lease in another location that allows them to operate under one roof. They will do some remodel, and that will help with the rent for the next 5 to 7 years. So we're asking for monthly reports on that, and they have already contacted us about the first one. I'll keep you updated as we go along with the expenditures.
I'm sorry, which one?
Children's Advocacy Alliance.
They're not going to build a building, they're going to rent that facility?
That is long-term. They want to, but they don't think they can get the necessary funds together and the plan together and the land together in time to spend the money.
So what is their plan in there?
Their plan is they have secured a long-term lease over, I think it's near Donaghy and by the gymnastics place. There's an office building over there and on the north end of it. And they are going to remodel the section of that they're going to use, and then they're going to consolidate all their operations under that one.
Okay, I'll follow with you later.
Okay. Also, if you'll turn to the end of the ARP report, I want to make another note. If you've noticed, we've taken away the total appropriated because now we've added the total expenses under the total allocations received. We're shifting our focus not on appropriations, but on spending those appropriations. So that's going to be the focus of our monitoring as we go forward to ensure that we use all the money that we have been given by the end of the deadline, which is December 31st of 26. Those are the highlights on the ARP report. Subject to questions. Yes, sir.
Cool. Justice Lyon.
You know, this is one of my favorite topics. So it's redundant now, obviously. So Mayflower Wastewater was able to show what they're going to do to appropriate everything.
That's correct.
Meet the requirements. Okay.
That's correct. And they're going to use it for engineering and land purchase.
Okay. A couple of the new ones, and I've slept since we discussed them, I think, back in December. The two new Conway Corps, that's to do with engineering and the long-term expansion.
One is an environmental study for the pipeline they will hope to build from Greer's Ferry to here.
Okay.
And the other is to start on the treatment facility for that water they will bring into the pipeline.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions? Well, with all the things that you're responsible for, Tom, I really appreciate that ARP never goes away. And I know that you won't rest fully easily until it's 2027, right? January 1st.
We have a closeout period the first quarter or so of 27. That's great. So,
thank you for that. Just, I don't often thank you just out and out for your leadership on that, but it's a big mantle you carry, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Road report.
On the road report, as you know, we had a storm, winter storm lately, and I want to talk a little bit about a response to that. We started our snowstorm response Wednesday morning and started a 24-hour operation cycle Wednesday at noon. And from Wednesday at noon, we operated until Saturday just before midnight. We started out with a pre-treatment. And by the way, that was with all hands on deck, everybody we had. We started out with a pre-treatment with a salt brine. We mixed that at about 200, 225 gallons at a time. We mixed up and distributed 16,000 gallons of that over the course of the response. Needless to say, that kept us rolling, and that was all before the snow mainly hit. That is designed to help remove the snow if we have a bunch, and if there's not much, to help it keep from covering the roads. So it increases the melting point or the freezing point, excuse me. Those, we touched 123 roads and or intersections. It may be a hill on a road, it may be an entire road, or it may be an intersection on the road. And I will make note that we coordinated with the sheriff's office, and they were available for the entire response. Oftentimes we get in, especially intersections where we're trying to treat those and pre-treat those. And quite frankly, some people don't pay attention to the lights and it gets dangerous. And so I want to thank them for being available for traffic control as needed on that. Anyhow, we touched 123 roads in our pre-treatment. Once the snow started Wednesday night, we started our plowing of the roads to remove what was falling. Across the course of the next couple of days, we graded or plowed 134 roads. We used 240 tons of sand, 152 tons of salt, and then 750 pounds of calcium chloride. And we use that where it's hard to get up a hill. So oftentimes we'll manually distribute that so we can get up on the top of the hill and get over with our equipment. As I said, we worked through the night, through the day, from Wednesday until Saturday night. We had a crew that was, and for safety, we have a safety truck behind the plow and or the pretreatment of the bride getting distributed. In one case, I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday night, we were on a road and a car or a truck met us and they ran off in the ditch. And it turned over upside down. And so our crew stopped and assisted them. They even had to cut them out of the wreck because the seat belts had hanging upside down. And it was interesting. Everything was good until the cops showed up. Then they tried to blame us. As it turns out, they'd been drinking a little bit too much and it wasn't our fault. But nonetheless, we provided rescue and somewhat first aid to keep them warm until the police got there. So I was proud of that response. For the most part, it was very safe. As you know, we got a lot of snow, and we can't get to everything as quick as people want, but we were taking calls and getting to them as quickly as we could. Overall, I thought it was a Herculean effort. I'm very proud of the men and women of the road department. They did a great job. Some of the questions and your comments, that concludes mine.
I want to jump in here first. Thank you so much, Tom, for your leadership. And I... Tom came to me and asked if he could recognize the road department and for their efforts, and I really, you know, he didn't get it out. I was just thrilled for him to tell that story. It's one of the most visible times that we as county government have. And I'm sure you've lived through these winter events where people are less than happy with their government's response on these things, and we take it very seriously. It's another one of those things that we spend a lot of time on. Our MO really is continuous improvement, which we bring over from kind of private industry and corporate side, to look at what we do, not setting our goals based on what was done in the past or what's done anywhere else other than we believe it can be done better. And hopefully over the last 2 years, you've really seen us move that ball downfield. We really, really, really have. Not going to get into the weeds too much on it, just in the interest of time, but everything from the pre-treatment to post-accumulation removal to everything from our reorg out at the road department really taking shape and really paying off when it comes to an ad hoc event like this. It takes a lot of organization. And I would say we are only at an interim step with regard to organization of our 664 square miles of road network and nearly 900 miles of them, each one of which carries people to and from their home. And we just will not accept that there are a few really lofty goals we're working on. We'll keep those to ourselves for the moment. But I really appreciate beginning to end the organization in our response to this thing. And I'm happy to report that it was injury-free. If you watch some of these video clips or seen some of the still shots, that's not an easy thing. Just happened to be, you know, we didn't plan to do a video or capture anything like this. This is what I pulled off my phone. Just quickly to get to Kristen, I want to thank you for getting that up there. That is a really steep hill. That's Catherine Settlement Hill, Sheriff. I know you know that. Sheriff Riles, Chief, and former Sheriff Shock, I know you know that hill. It's the only way in and only way out. We're one house fire, one domestic disturbance away from that being really, really a big problem. I'm sure they've lived there and had plenty of eggs and milk, but you can't plan for a house fire. And so that's why I really challenged Tom and his entire group out at the road department. They called the sheriff's office. I don't remember if it was Tom or Randy. One of them called Chief Willie or the sheriff, and they immediately agreed to come run traffic control while we pre-treat intersections. It's that kind of cooperation that really helps Faulkner County to shine, and I hope you're proud of each and every organization from the road department, including safety officer Scotty Day. I appreciate his efforts. Tom, Lance Reynolds, Scott Kirby, Kevin Galvey, Billy Bradkey, and Todd Harnett. That's the leadership team out there. Herculean was the word Tom used, and I think it's appropriate. A lot of hours in managing our resources, number one being our employees. Sheriff and the chief could probably give a dissertation on that. You know, they can't run 72 hours straight. Just can't do it. And so managing that in an efficient way, our public, if you go ahead, Kristen, our public noticed that the comprehensive plan seemed to happen quicker and more comprehensively. And I wanted to show you an example. This was a video from someone's ring. It's the Brownlee family. I won't call them by first name. Sent this email to me, sent this video in an email and said, as a matter of fact, I'll read it to you. Said, we noticed that our ring camera went off at 3:40 a.m. I'll read it to you. I just appreciate them reaching out. Ring camera taken at 3:40 a.m. Saturday morning, a grader and blade truck out clearing Lakeview Drive. Pretty impressive, I must say, and very much appreciated. Thank you and the road department for taking care of things. I'm guessing they sometimes go without recognition. And like many of our folks in county government, they are that way. They don't do it for the thanks. No thanks asked for by them. They just lined up to do it, and not a single one of them balked. And ready to go shift after shift after shift. I just appreciate them so much. But for one of your citizens to take the time to get the ring video or whatever security system they use, download it and in an email, take the time to send that to us, and I include you guys with that. That really says a lot, you know, and that's you guys, that's your government that you have funded. And so I appreciate them reaching out. It's not by any means the only reach out that we had. I just had to show that, though. So I appreciate you, Kristen, for getting that up there so we can see it. I'm really proud of everybody from Randy and OEM. We've got Keith Hillman and Larry Hearn out there with the command center, which, just like the road department, is currently in a temporary setup, right? With the road department fire and just doing yeoman's work. IT helped them with tech. There's always tech challenges there. So thanks, Kristen, Sarah, and Shane. Probably leaving somebody out. Maintenance. You have Wes Scroggin and Larry Hearn here clearing the parking lot. Here in the Justice Building, our road department later brings, I think, a road grader's, rubber road grader out here. I think the blade the parking lot off. So, first class response all the way across, including the Sheriff's Department, with everything they have to do with the challenge of getting around. I want to thank our road department and everything that you fund from month to month. That's when it really comes to bear, and we're all, including you, front and center on stage. Because if you want an irate public, have a bad or slow response to a winter event. I've seen them. It's no good. And so when it goes off seemingly without a hitch, you can bet there's a lot of work goes into it. Isn't that right, Sheriff?
Yes, sir.
So, goodness. Any questions for Road Administrator Tom Anderson? You can tell, yeah. I'm awfully, awfully proud. So, Justice Kinder.
Yeah, I don't have a question. I just wanted to say, I know I shared this with Judge Dotson, Tom, that you can take it and pass it along to the guys, but I talked to several people throughout the county, but there was a couple that stood out. One was up in Worcester and one was in Mayflower, and they live in probably second, third tier roads that aren't highly traveled, and they called me and told me the county's been out here, they plowed our roads, and they were just really appreciative of that. And those two especially stood out to me, so appreciate all the work that y'all did on that.
Awesome. Thank you for that comment. Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, this shot. We all know that sometimes we get complaints. Everybody gets them. I actually got several calls of very complimentary calls.
Good.
I got out, and I've been around Fauquier County government for 26 years, and I have a pocket of knowledge or two here or there. I got out, and I'm telling you, I've never been more impressed with the condition of some of the roads. You could have landed an airplane on some of these county roads that are normally ice over. So whatever it is y'all are doing, keep it up. The citizens are noticing it, and we are very appreciative of your guys' efforts.
Thank you so much. thank you for taking the time to say that means a lot. And we're pushing ahead. We're not stopping there. We really want to redefine what a response is like for the rest of the country.
So just tonight. A quick report on the Cape Seal Road, Naylor Road, and actually held up really well after the salt and the road grader pushed all the snow off. So I was interested in how that was going to hold up, being this very thin layer. But it did good. So I don't know about the other ones, but the Naylor Road.
Thank you, Justice Knight. I appreciate it. If I left anything out, I should say former colonel. I want to point that out, that I appreciate your comment about the veterans and Veterans Services Office. Former colonel, leading 1,000 of our airmen. I forgot anything on that? All right, thanks so much. Really excited about that. Really, really, really proud. Moving right along on our agenda. I believe that's the last county officer's report. We'll go to standing committee reports. We have none this month because it's a brand new term. We don't have committees formed. That'll be addressed in the one of the ordinances below, an organizational ordinance, which has to happen at the beginning of each two-year quorum court. Moving next, we go on our agenda to public comments. This is a standard item on our agenda where we give the public any opportunity they wish to take to comment on an item before we pull it tonight. Seeing none, I'd also draw your attention to former Justice Nancy Grady. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you. Next, we have special reports. I'm not aware of any. Are there any special reports? Seeing none, old business. Not aware of any old business coming full of court. Seeing none, we'll go to new business. Tab number 3. Is going to be proposed ordinance 25-01, and that is the organizational ordinance. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I make a motion for the approval of proposed ordinance 25-01.
Second.
Motion second. Can we get those? All right. Counselor, does have a reading?
Proposed ordinance 25-01, sponsored by Justice Lahosky, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an organizational ordinance for the 25-26 Quorum Court.
All right, Court, we have a motion, second, and a reading. Is there any discussion?
Judge. Just as I was pointing out in Article 1, you know, we changed this. I think we officially did this last go round. You know, we moved that September meeting so we wouldn't conflict with the fair parade. That's the only major thing to really point out is that September meeting.
Very good. Any questions? Any further discussion? Counselor, does this require a roll call?
Yes, sir.
All right. Roll call vote.
Allison?
Yes.
Hope? Yes. Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Lahosky?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Meeks?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Shaw?
Yes.
Strang?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, motion carries. The organizational ordinance is passed. And we move to tab number 4, proposed ordinance 25-02. This is a, I think, rather typical action item in our quorum court meetings. It's a monthly appropriation, and this will be, just for clarification's sake, this will be for the current budget year. This is budget year 2025. So what is your pleasure?
Judge, I'll make a motion for the passage of ordinance 25-02.
Second. Motion second. Can we have a reading, please?
Proposed ordinance 25-02, sponsored by Budget Finance. Actually, that can be incorrect. They have not met. Be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, the ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 24-52, dated November 2024, and to declare an emergency.
Counsel, would it be appropriate to amend that?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we'll entertain a motion to amend, removing the subtitle, quote, sponsored by Budget and Finance, end quote.
So moved. Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? All in favor, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so the presented ordinance is amended as such. Subtitle is stricken. Now we move to the motion in main. Justice Mahosky, are you going to give us some explanation?
Maybe. I'm just going to say I assume Section 1 has something to do with voting. I don't know if Miss Darter stand-in knows anything about Section 1. Okay, that's fine. We really trust Margaret.
Randy, County Administrator Randy Higgins, if we could have just a moment, let Randy look at that. So $30,502.53 is appropriated from the Elections Grant Fund to Department 0109 Elections/Voter Registration as follows. I don't recall talking particularly with County Clerk Margaret Darter, but you can see the...
Now, that's for some additional construction work over in the voter center in the extension office.
Very good.
Also, I don't think this includes new money. You'll see there's not an anticipated amount. I think this amount was already received, and so it's just a matter of spending what was already there in the budget.
All right. Anything further on that construction, Randy? Just so we, go ahead.
So Margaret about this item earlier today, and she said that this $30,000 was and this particular elections grant fund was not included in the budget ordinance, so this was not currently in the version of the budget that was passed in November, and it would be added. The $30,000 was existing in that fund, and it's being appropriated to the different expense
accounts to allow her to spend on this. Very good. Thank you for the information. Anything further on the construction that we spent on? She's been doing some work over there.
Yeah, we enhanced the security over there. We knocked out the walls. We gave her some additional room. Enhanced the CCTV, also the CCTV for the courthouse, which we delayed because it interferes with the face that we'll be doing on the courthouse. And also, I should mention that, I didn't mention in my report, it will be starting tentatively the facelift in March on the courthouse. I should cover that.
Very good. Very good. Ongoing construction over there without a whole lot of detail on security stuff. It's voter stuff. Keeping up with the times, unfortunately. Section 2, $200 anticipated projected juvenile court program. Fund 34-12. Counselor, do you have any insight into
that? Yep. So this is a $50,000 grant that the county clerk received last year. This is the remainder of that grant, essentially. So basically she spent, I think, $20,000 in 2024, and this is the remainder of that grant. So that's why it's not appropriating, or you don't see a new money. It's money that's already there. It's in a grant fund, and so that's why it just got omitted from the 2024 budget process.
Very good. Thank you for that explanation. Anything further? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Allison?
Yes.
Coates?
Yes.
Hendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Mahosky?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Meeks?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Shaw?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries, ordinance passes. Next we move to tab number 5. It is another proposed ordinance, tab number 5. This is a monthly appropriation for last year's budget. This would be a month 13 appropriation. And for anyone here who doesn't follow along with that, we have work being done that has not yet been billed that was done in accordance with appropriations for last year's budget. As those trail in, those will continue to be paid for out of last year's appropriation. And so we call this month 13. And we might have a month 14, et cetera. So that will eventually be buttoned up and cleaned up. But this is an appropriation, monthly appropriation for last year's budget. And so do we have a motion?
Judge, I motion for the passage of ordinance 25-03.
Second.
Motion second. Can we read it, please?
Proposed ordinance 25-03 being enacted by the Coleman Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 23-36, dated November 21st, 2023, and to declare an emergency.
Thank you, Counselor. All right, any questions or further discussion on 25-03? If you have any particular questions, we will address each of those throughout the lengthy. I'm not going to go through each paragraph. Mrs. White?
Just because it's a large sum, Section 7, that be explained just briefly? Yeah.
Road Administrator Anderson, I think you prepared.
We were able to get a grant for a bridge that we want to build. That bridge was in the process of being designed. Once we got the grant, we went ahead and okayed the completion of that, and that's moving the money over.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Questions? Mrs. Shorty?
Does this ordinance similarly need to be amended to strike the sponsored by motion, I guess?
Yes, ma'am. Is that a motion?
I move to amend the ordinance to strike the subtitle sponsored by motion, I guess.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on that? It's subtitle. Sponsored by budget finance, it's not yet in form, but it was carry over a clerical error, so this motion be removed that. Any further discussion? Any further corrections? All in favor indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Because that'll be stricken. And thank you, Justice Shorty. There's only one in the room caught that. Any further discussion? Seeing none, can we have a roll call vote, please?
Allison?
Yes.
Coke? Yes. Kendrick?
Yes.
Nye?
Yes.
Lawson?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Meeks?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Shaw?
Yes.
Spring?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
Green? Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Ordinance passes. Thank you for that. Tab number 6, proposed resolution 25-01. It's your pleasure. Yes, Coates.
Yes, sir. I make a motion that we put Resolution 25-01 on the floor for the session.
Second.
Motion second. We have a reading, please.
Resolution number 25-01. Be it resolved by the Coleman Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, a resolution entitled, a resolution to honor Randy K. Higgins. Whereas Randy Higgins has devoted 30 years to law enforcement service in Faulkner County, including 16 years with the Faulkner County Sheriff's Office and 14 years with the Greenbrier Police Department, steadfastly upholding his commitment to the safety and well-being of the community. And whereas Randy Higgins served as the Reserve Commander for the Faulkner County Sheriff's Office for 8 years and was the Reserve Commander for the Greenbrier Police Department for 14 years. And whereas Randy Higgins was instrumental in the development of the Greenbrier Police Department Reserve Program, ensuring its success and lasting impact on public safety efforts. And whereas during the course of his service to the citizens of Faulkner County as a Reserve Deputy Officer and Reserve Commander, Randy Higgins, through personal sacrifice, selflessness, without material reward, has faithfully served with honor and distinction for 30 years. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Coleman Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, that Randy Higgins is recognized and honored for distinguished accomplishments, services, deeds, and contributions made to this county and all the citizens thereof.
I have not seen that.
So, you heard a motion second in reading. I'll toss it to the Coleman Court for any questions, comments, or discussion.
I have a comment. I've had the privilege of serving on this court now for 2 years. And pretty much every month in those 2 years, I get the privilege to sit down with Randall, Administrator Randy, and we talk shop. He catches me up on county business, and I get the opportunity to watch him work, and I deplore all of my justices to have those moments to watch someone who loves our county, who extremely loves our county. I would add, it's a rare love, and he cares about our people, he cares about us, and I just think that's really cool. And I didn't know that this was going to be a thing, but hey, we should probably get a statue. I really appreciate the fact that you have mentored me, and And I think in a lot of ways, you've probably mentored all of us just by your example. And our county is so blessed to have someone like you looking after our county. And I couldn't think of really
anyone better. That's right. Hear, hear. Hear, hear.
Andy and I go way back, and this part about the reserve commander, I was actually, I got my start at county as a reserve deputy. So Randy and I go way back to the days of doing security at St. Joe Bazaar and Toadsuck days, and a lot of fun. We won't tell a lot of the stories. If you look up proficiency in the dictionary, it's got his picture by it. And I wasn't aware of this until tonight either. I would have been a little bit more prepared. But I go back, and this has been several months ago. My wife, I was talking to someone on the phone, and we were talking about something county related. And when I got off the phone, she said, "Boy, you really like Randy, don't you?" I said, "Well, yeah. I love Randy. Randy's my brother to me. And I love his mama, too. And his dad, he's a little not here. But we appreciate everything you've done, and this couldn't be more deserving than that for everything you just done."
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear. Any further comments?
Yep.
Justice Coates.
I guess I'll start by saying I probably would not be sitting here if it weren't for the man standing in front of us. He wanted to plant a seat was his exact term. So I just want to speak a little bit about how Randy has affected not only the programs and the projects of our county, but how many of them have been moved forward because of your work and your diligence. Of course, the animal shelter comes to mind, but also the reserve programs, the sheriff's department. I mean, you ask anybody any questions, and they'll say, "I don't know, ask Randy." And that's what we go back to every time. You have your hand on everything in this county. And
apparently not this resolution.
But it's very well noted and appreciated. Very well respected. We appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, Justice Coates. Justice Coates could probably talk through the animal shelter, probably talk for the next hour, and extolling the virtues of one Randall Higgins. And so I want to add a little bit too. Randy, like former Sheriff Shock, Justice Shock, said, "Yeah, I really like him. No, I love him. I love Randy Higgins. I really do." And I would probably not be here if it weren't for Randy. Randy's like an older brother to me, not that much older, but he's someone, actually, I don't know, maybe 20 years older. Not at all. But Randy, I think, mentors everybody here, you know. And the resolution really was triggered by his retirement from law enforcement, 30-year involvement with law enforcement, but his, as Justice Tyler really alluded to, you know, there's nothing here that doesn't, his impact doesn't pervade. And I really just, it's a good opportunity for us to just kind of recognize that. Randy is an absolute dynamo. I do not know how he accomplishes all that is before him. If you spend any time in his office, you see his whiteboard, and it's crazy. I've been around a lot of productive people, and I can't think of anybody more productive than Randy Higgins ever. And so I want to circle back, though, to law enforcement. I had the honor and privilege to speak at a memorial service recently with a lady who was in the fire service, dear Assistant Chief Pam Lee Hilltop. Many of you may have crossed paths with her, and a huge loss for our county. OEM Director Keith Hillman's mother-in-law. And what I said at that memorial service really rings true here. But we have an opportunity to say this to Randy's face. But Randy's impact is going to be around a lot longer than he is. And any of us. When you've been in law enforcement for 30 years, he made our county a safer place, and I have not been exposed, Chief or former Sheriff Shock, to how he ran the reserve program, but I really don't have to know how. Organized, to the point, by the book, swaying neither left nor right from justice. And that's what we should be about in everything that we do. And that is, that describes Randy's every waking moment. It really does. Good, bad, or indifferent, he's there. And I just really appreciate the impact that you've had on at least two law enforcement agencies directly as commander, as leader of the reserve program. And you saw all those volunteer hours on that sheriff's office report. That was Randy leading that effort for, was it 30 years either here or in Greenbrier? One way or another. Probably 20 years as commander total. I don't know what the total is. Many years. And I speak right now on behalf of 130,000 existing citizens in Fauquier County. They thank you on behalf of the Quorum Court and myself and 130,000 people. Thank you. Thank you for all the people who don't yet live here but will benefit from those 30 years in law enforcement. And seems a little bit like a goodbye. Don't take it this way. We need you around here, Randy. But just thank you so much. You know, if you ever feel underappreciated when you show up for work after a three-day weekend and the courthouse is filled with smoke like this morning and you're worried about the thing had burned to the ground and, you know, you've got calls from four corners of the county, this issue or that, just know that you're appreciated by these 13 folks and myself, everybody else in the room. We just appreciate you. So at this time, I'm going to deviate just a little bit. We've got a plaque, and I would like all the Quorum Court, somehow, if someone could take a picture.
We should probably ask
that. We haven't voted yet, haven't we? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution 2501 passes. So we have a plaque.
If I don't take a picture, it won't come out good. I'm just saying.
He's our resident photographer. He's got a good moment for him, a good camera. So if you would feel free to get everybody in this picture. If you guys want to stand, but I don't want to block anyone out. Right. This is going to be tough to read, but they're actually going to be doing it. So want everyone to be seen, no one behind anyone. So I'm going to stand still. Randy, you stand still. We'll let the folks move. I want everybody's face to be visible.
All right. I think that is everybody. All right. One, two, three. One, two, three.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Actually, it's the same plaque we use all the time. We just take it. Thank you, man. Really, we do appreciate you.
You should. Judge, I just want to thank you for not calling Chad Willie to speak.
I kept nodding at him. He wouldn't give me a look.
No, I guess
he
gave you
Willie. Die proud.
Hey, listen. Listen. I think on behalf of the sheriff's office, it moved me not to, you know, to want to agree with Justice Schauck and you on Randy. Randy gave me my start 19 years ago. Wow. That's how I started. He took a chance on me. Now, one day he's sitting there at the old truck car to work a donkey basketball or something like that. And he told me, he said, don't leave the gym. Well, what happened? A domestic come out and made him. I said, I got a patrol car, and I took off. Well, that didn't end too well for me later when I got back to Green. I took it up too, man. I was like, no. So, but no, you know, when you talk about a standard of professionalism, that's what Randy was about. You know, when I saw that he ran a tight group,
and I've got to carry that with me for the last 19 years. So thank you on behalf of the sheriff.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you, Chief. It really did. I was trying to make eye contact with the chief and kind of nodding at him, trying not to, to be rude.
I'm trying to think of what story.
All right, back to the agenda. That concludes those ordinances and resolution. We'll go to appointments. We have but one this time, and this is a quorum court appointment.
Judge, I'll make a motion to appoint Justice Chris Kendrick to the as the quorum court delegate to the quorum court association.
Okay, motion and second. There is no reading. So Justice Kendrick is the immediate past quorum court representative, the delegate. Justice Kendrick, you want to tell us a little bit about the role that is?
Yeah, so the Arkansas Quorum Court Association, it consists of 75 delegates from every county. I was fortunate enough to be selected by this quorum court to represent Faulkner County, but what it is, it gets together, meets several times a year, and it's all the justices from their respective counties that get together, they talk, they get to hear from state leaders, they get to hear from county leaders, even federal leaders about issues and how those issues impact county. It also has some impact on state legislation and things that they bring forward to the county of, hey, we need to go work on this. We need to advocate for this. And another accolade in this book, I know Randy was our quorum court delegate for a long time in that, and been able to work with him and moving into that role. It's been a really good experience on it. So.
Thank you, Justice Kendrick. Any further question or comment? You got a motion, second. County Administrator Randy Higgins.
So, Judge, I would like to comment on that. As the past president of the Quorum Court Association, it takes some tenure to actually work your way up through that organization. And so I know when I was on the court, there was times when people wanted to come in and serve as well. But this is one of those opportunities to really move up in that organization. It takes two or three or four sometimes terms to really be able to develop that rapport with the rest of them, and you're developing that relationship. Justice Kendrick will do that. He's still relatively new at this, but he's working in the right direction. I get good feedback with my colleagues when I'm doing things. But I did want to make a point that it takes a little bit to move up in that organization.
Yeah, great point. Thank you. Any further question or comment? Seeing none, all in favor indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed. Congratulations. I know you did a great job, Justice Kendrick. Next on the agenda is announcements. I'm not aware of any other announcements. Anybody have any announcements? Justice Coates.
It's more of just a comment. I see several of our rescue groups out here. And so I'll just kind of explain a little bit about what is going on with the animal shelter. We are very, very close to opening. With the, I think our rescue groups are interested in the SNP program that has gone on for several past years. There was some confusion in our budgeting this past year when we did the animal shelter budget. It had spay and neuter in there. There was some confusion whether or not that was a SNP program or whether or not that was spay and neuter for the actual shelter animals. So there's going to have to be some reworking of some of that. And to kind of move that program, some type of a spay and neuter program, away from this court, as much as I know that all of you enjoy working with the spay and neuter program and making that our responsibility, we want to move that over to make that the shelter's responsibility. So once I have a little bit better plan of action in mind, I will bring that back through committee and then hopefully through the board.
Thank you, Justice Coates. Any questions or comments? Any other announcements? Justice Shorty.
This is just a question for you. You said it very close to opening. Do you have a target date?
We do not at this point. The weather has really slowed things up, as Administrator Higgins can explain the
work. So we still have some equipment coming in. We're about to tail into that. The key issues right now is where the outside kennels are for the dogs to be able to go outside. We're pouring concrete on that and covering it with AstroTurf, and we just got caught in the weather situation. You can't pour concrete in this weather. Once the concrete is poured, then we can come in and do the asphalt, and we need a couple, 3 days of above 40 degrees to be able to do the asphalt. I assure you, we're as frustrated as anybody is because we really want to be up and running and everything by then. But as soon as the weather gives us a break, the road crew is standing by ready to do that for us.
And there is a lot going on behind the scenes. The employees are still working and putting together the computer systems, the standard operating procedures.
Training,
right. I mean, there's so many different things. Our vet was there the other day putting in getting the surgical suite all set up for the different things, the grooming tub and all the grooming rooms and all that stuff. All that equipment is being and put in and put together.
Thank you for that update. Big operation, I think bigger than what is visible publicly. Like it was almost brand new operation, brand new facility, brand new operation, brand new organization operating facility. So a lot of moving parts there. I'm not dissatisfied with the progress, knowing all that has to be done. Thanks. If you have any questions, feel free to call. I hate to volunteer you, Justice Coates, myself, former Justice Higgins, County Administrator Randy Higgins. I'm really pleased. Our court is going to be amazed by the facility. I can tell you that. It's going to exceed your expectations and that of the public. Great facility. Any other announcements?
Since I noticed it today when I was looking at the, I saw the county website got a facelift. It looks very sleek.
Kristen, do you like my comment on that?
I can't
take
all the credit for the
week.
They did a good job.
That's great. Anything to add to that,
Mr. Higgins? Well, thank you for noticing. Number one, that is the first step. So we transferred off of the old platform onto the new platform. It is iPhone and iPad friendly. The other one wasn't. So we made the transfer, but we're not through by long shot. We still have some departments and data that we want to key in, but we did want to get on the new platform. I agree. It looks good. They've done an excellent job.
I will say, I mean, it's much more intuitive than the previous one. So I mean, it looks, even if it's in its phase one, it looks very good compared to what we had. So I applaud you, IT, and everybody else that got it going. So thank you.
Well, one thing we'll be doing, this is something that I have been doing for probably 14 years. When the weather warms up a little bit, I'll set an appointment for all of you guys to meet on the front steps of the courthouse, and we'll take a quorum court picture, and then we'll add y'all's smiling faces to the webpage.
Very good. Any other announcements? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Salute.
We have a second.
Second.
All in favor? Okay, so by saying aye.